Hello.
Hi, hello. My name is Jennifer, and I'm calling from Arizona Opinion Surveys. We are conducting a survey today, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Am I speaking to Mr. Lopez?
Yeah, this is him.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for President, Congress, and other offices? Would you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or would you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Thank you. And in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. Just to be sure that we are representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white, African American, black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, Native American?
Hispanic.
Thank you. May I please know what is your age?
35.
Thank you so much. All right, and thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Very liberal.
Thank you. All right, moving on. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the President and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. You say 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any numbers between 0 and 10. How important it is for you for the President and Congress to focus on fighting inflation and improving the economy?
10.
Thank you. What about reducing crime and gun violence?
10.
Okay. What about protecting abortion and reproductive rights?
10.
I appreciate it. And protecting Social Security and Medicare?
5.
I appreciate it. And making housing more affordable?
10.
Thank you so much. Moving on. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president? Would you say you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. Now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any numbers from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of this person or organization, please say so. How do you feel about Joe Biden? What score would you give to him from 0 to 100?
85.
You said 85?
Yes.
Thank you. What about Republicans in Congress?
0.
Alrighty. What about the Food and Drug Administration, or also known as the FDA?
I would say 75.
Thank you so much. Before moving on, I'd like to thank you so much for helping me out with this survey. I highly appreciate your time.
Sure.
Thank you. Now I want to read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration, or the FDA, should be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on. You say 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any numbers between 0 and 10. We will start with reducing opioid abuse and addiction, including fentanyl.
That would be a 10.
Thank you. Removing illegal e-vapor products from the market.
5.
Thank you. What about banning different tobacco products for adults?
10.
Alrighty. And preventing underage tobacco use?
10.
Alrighty. Thank you. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat support.
Thank you. And do you support or oppose the ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat support.
Thank you. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community? Would you say it brings much more benefit, somewhat more benefit, somewhat more harm, or much more harm?
Somewhat more benefit.
I appreciate it. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are there other issues more important right now?
There are other issues more important.
Thank you. When it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is a better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? I have two options. Option one, harm reduction. It is an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products. Option two, prohibition, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors, requiring the removal of nicotine or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive. Would you go with harm reduction or with prohibition?
The first option.
Harm reduction, thank you. Now I'd like to read you some of the things some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each, please tell me how concerned you are about that outcome. You can say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned. First one says an immediate loss of over $45 billion in taxes revenue across the country that helps to fund government programs like Medicaid and Medicare, Social Security, public education, and tobacco control. How concerned do you feel regarding that?
Somewhat not concerned.
Would that be somewhat concerned or not very concerned?
Not very concerned.
Thank you. What about the creation of black market for illegal cigarette sales with the associated crime and gun activity that comes from black market sales?
Not concerned.
Not at all concerned or not very concerned?
Not very concerned.
Thank you. And what about more dangerous products flooding the market as illegal cigarettes enter the U.S. from overseas with no safety testing of any kind?
Not very concerned.
I appreciate it. All right. Now I'm going to read you some statements people have made about these bans. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with that statement, 5 means that you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means that you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any numbers between 0 and 10. The first statement I got is, today's adult smoker comes disproportionately from lower education and income groups and populations suffering from mental health conditions or other drug addictions. These bans will only serve for further persecuting people. You will still who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition when we should instead be continuing to educate them on the danger of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through cessation support and harm reduction. How much do you agree to that statement from 0 to 10?
7.
Thank you. What about prohibition as a policy has never worked in America? It failed with alcohol and it failed with marijuana. Prohibition doesn't prevent usage. Instead, it creates an underground black market that relies on a smuggling operation by cartels and organized crime. This type of drug trades are linked to terrorist organizations and make our communities more dangerous. Banning these products will not stop people from using them. It will simply put more people in jail and get more people killed. Okay, do you not agree at all with the statement? Do you somewhat agree with the statement, or you strongly agree with the statement?
I somewhat agree.
Thank you. America has a history of using unfair policies to increase the incarceration rate of black and brown people. This disparity between minority and white populations occurs because some police officers and legal officials use tribal laws, such as marijuana possession, to justify why these disadvantaged communities should be in prison. Banning these products will give authorities more power to put a larger target of minority communities where we might never return from. You can score this statement from 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Sometimes, over the course of a survey, some people change their minds. Let me ask you again. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat support.
Thank you. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Do you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat support.
Thank you. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community? Much more benefit, somewhat more benefit, somewhat more harm, or much more harm?
Somewhat more benefit.
Thank you. And would you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for the federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults, or would it have no impact on your decision of who you vote for?
Yeah, I would consider voting for someone who supports that.
All right, so you would be much more willing or somewhat more willing?
Somewhat more willing.
Thank you. In the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Have you used cigars or cigarettes?
No.
Okay. What about coffee?
Yes.
Okay. What about beer and wine?
Yes.
Yes to both?
Wine.
Wine, okay. No beer.
No beer.
Okay. What about liquor or spirits?
Yes.
Okay. Bite tobacco?
No.
Okay. Heat not burn tobacco product?
No.
Okay. What about e-cigarette or e-vapor product?
No.
Okay. Soda or pop?
Yes.
Smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew?
No.
Okay. Oral nicotine pouches?
No.
I appreciate it. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Some college.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Single.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thank you. Which of the following best describes how you think of your current economy situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income?
Middle class.
Thank you. Are you or any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
Thank you. How would you describe the area where you live? Is it urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban.
Okay. You said urban or suburban?
Urban.
Thank you. I apologize. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
Yes.
Thank you. All right. These were all the questions that I had for you tonight. I thank you so much for helping me out. You have a wonderful night.
Thanks, you too. Bye.